Hi guys, I will be interviewing my friend Nikki Adeli. She goes to school with me and we will be talking about the topic of lying. Hi Nikki.
Hi.
First off, Nikki, what is lying?
Lying is when you don't tell the truth, whether it might be a white lie or a big lie, it's still a lie.
Is lying ever okay?
I lie, so I guess it's a bad thing because you're not telling the truth.
Why is lying not okay?
Because you're not telling what really needs to be told, and this could lead to consequences. Even if it's something really small, it could lead to a chain of events that wouldn't have happened if you told the truth.
So, I heard that we both lie a lot. Is that true?
We both lie a lot?
Yeah, like, you say that you lie a lot and it's not good.
Well, I mean, I don't lie a lot. I mean, I tell, like, white lies every once in a while because I've had experiences where I tell a lie. It's like a pretty big lie, but it would lead to like people getting hurt and my mom getting mad at me. So I've stopped doing that. I tell like white lies every once in a while. Like, eat two granola bars or did you eat one granola bar? It's like, I ate one, but I actually ate two.
So tell me another story about a time that you lied.
One time, I think it was like when I was, the one time I remember, because like I didn't want to lie anymore, was when I was little and I told my mom that this girl was bullying me in school, and she asked me, is this girl bullying you? And I said, no, she's not, I'm okay. But then what ended up happening was the next day, she bullied me so much that I pushed her, and she fell into the gravel, and she scraped her knee, and then I had to go to the principal's office, and I didn't tell my mom that she was bullying me, and then I had to be the blame for pushing her and bullying her. So if I told my mom that she was bullying me, my mom would have sooner gone to the principal, and then none of that would have happened.
Okay, can you give me some examples of what happened?
I asked them if they told someone else something, and what ended up happening was that they actually did tell them, and I did not tell them that other person told me that they told them. So it was just like a chain of weird, like not trustful and healthy relationship and like friendship. So I mean, like, I lost trust in that person and it was pretty bad, but we clarified it and it was all okay.
How does it cross boundaries, Nikki? How does it cross the limits that have been set for us?
When it comes to crossing boundaries, you're crossing something that's, I guess, like, not out of the blue, but something that you're not supposed to be doing. It's not the norm. But I feel like in this case, I'm not really crossing boundaries because so many people lie and so many people do say white lies, and I don't think necessarily it is crossing boundaries rather than the moral obligation not to lie.
Okay, what did your parents or your guardians tell you when this situation occurred?
What, like the situation in my school?
Yeah, like in any situation.
Well, they're always like, Nikki, it's better to tell the truth. We might yell at you at this in that moment, but it's better if you tell the truth since you get things across faster, and you don't have to cover up your lie. Like, my mom has a saying where she says a liar has a bad memory, so whenever I want to hold up a lie, I usually forget the lie that I'm trying to keep up. So I tend to forget the lie I said and say actually the truth. My mom gets confused and she catches my lie, and then I get in trouble. And yeah.
Does it continue to happen or no?
I mean, when she catches my white lies, I mean, I think I'm a pretty good liar, but I don't use that skill quite as often because I know that that's not the right thing to do, and I've had so many like bad experiences with it.
What are the consequences people have given you?
I've gotten grounded before for it. I haven't lost friends over it because usually I never lie to my friends. I don't get to hang out with people. Overall, I lose advantages when it comes to like lying.
Where were you when this happened?
When what happened?
The last situation that you told me.
Well, usually it's like at home, because my mom's the one who usually takes my advantages away from me. So, it's usually in a home setting or when I'm around my mom, not usually like school or like in the grocery store.
How old were you when this happened?
This happens to me like all the time. It's not just as a child or like right now. It's like a weekly thing that happens probably. Not weekly, probably like a monthly thing that happens. That get caught every once in a while for lying.
I might have asked this already, but like, can you give me more of a background to the situation than what you just told me?
Another situation I had, I think, would be when my mom told me if I scored a goal in soccer or not. She picked me up for my tournament, and she was like, "Nikki, did you score any goals this weekend?" Because she said, "If you score any goals, I'll buy you a Rubik's Cube." And I said, "Yeah, Mom, I scored 2 goals." She goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I've scored 2 goals this weekend, so can I get my Rubik's Cube?" She goes, "Sure." So she drives me to Walmart, and then what so happens, when we're at Walmart buying the Rubik's Cube, right when we pass the checkout line, my soccer coach calls her and is like, "Nikki did a fantastic job this weekend." And my mom says, "Yeah, I heard she scored 2 goals. And he's just like, "Well, I don't know if that happened, but she did a pretty good job." And then this happened like right after we checked out. My mom got really mad at me, and she didn't let me play with my Rubik's Cube for 2 weeks. So it was a bummer. And I didn't get to like hang out with my friends or go to soccer practice.
So did some of these consequences change after they have been given to you?
What do you mean by that?
Like, have they changed ever since that they had given it to you?
I mean, as a child, it would just be like, you can't watch. You have only 1 hour of television a day. But now it's like, you can't, after school, you can't go hang out with your friends, or you only have a certain amount of time to do your homework, because I spend a lot of time doing my homework. So it becomes like, I get grounded now for doing so much work. She's like, you have to do that at school or some other time. You can't do it at home. And then my punishment would be like cleaning or something. Like, it's over time, my punishments have changed, but yeah.
So how do you know all about lying? Where did it come from, and who did you learn it from?
Ooh, I don't know who I learned it from, but I think it's just, I actually don't know where I learned it from. I think it's just a norm for people. That's why I said, like, I don't think it's a crossing boundaries, because so many people do it. And you always see it on TV, and you always see, like, I always saw it with my sister, and my mom. I saw her lie, like, when she was on the phone, and I pick up the phone, and I'm like, "Hi," and they're like, "Oh, here's your mom home," and she's just like, no, I'm in the bathroom. Like, she's in the bathroom. So I think it's just like, from a very young age, I learned how to lie, and how lying was the easy way out. And I mean, why take the hard way when you can just take the easy way to get out of things, you know?
What are the major risks and concerns all of us should be watching out for so it wouldn't happen?
When someone lies? When you lie, you're taking a risk of its own. Not only you're taking the easy way out, what ends up happening is that in the long run, it really hurts someone when you lie. In the moment, yeah, it doesn't, and they don't know, but eventually they're going to figure out, whether it's through you, or whether it's through a post on Facebook, Twitter, or from someone else. Once they figure out, that is the worst feeling in the entire world, because you knew that like someone who's close to you, or someone who loves you, betrayed you. And it just, I mean, from experience, I know it hurts, because I know that like friends have done it to me before, and some haven't admitted it to me, and I'm just like, seriously, do I really want to believe? Like, because if they don't admit it to you and you know they told a lie, everything becomes questionable from that point on. You don't know whether you want to tell them things anymore, whether you want to hear what they have to say anymore.
Why do you think other people other than us think about it the other way around? Meaning, why do you think they kind of go against us when they think we know it is the truth, but to us it probably isn't?
So is the person on the other side the liar? Is that what you're talking about?
Like, why do they think that...
Lying is a good thing?
Why do they think that... We why do they think that we're liars, but when we think it's not a lie?
I think, like, they say, oh, it's not, we say it, like, it's not a lie, because we're so scared of the consequence that would happen if we did say we lied. Like, I don't think I've ever, I have. I've admitted to lying, but it's hard to admit to lying. It's like you are watching your cookie crumble in your hand, that it sucks because you can't eat that cookie anymore, and it's all into little bits and pieces. And now that you've admitted to lying, you see the person and their emotions and their face, watch them lose trust in you. And it's a pretty bad feeling, and it makes you regret taking the easy way out. But the thing is that we don't admit to it because we don't want to see that happen. So we are so convinced that it's a lie. And even over time, when you keep a lie for so long, you forget the truth. You just start living a lie.
What comments or recommendations would you give to people in order to not to ever lie, knowing lying is wrong?
Don't get into situations where you think you would have to lie. Like, if your mother tells you to be home at 6, or if your mom tells you don't go to, like, a certain party, and you end up saying, okay, I'm just going to go to my friend's house to sleep over, and you end up going to that party, don't put yourself in that situation. That party's not worth it. It's not worth losing your advantage over. It's not worth making, like, your mom losing trust in you, because over time your mom's not gonna trust you for other things just because of this one stupid party. So I mean, like, over time, in the short term, it's a good thing to do. I mean, not a good thing to do, but it's the easy way out. But long term, it's gonna hurt, and long term, it's just gonna not be beneficial for you.
Can you give me a little more of a walkthrough on your experience on crossing these boundaries, which have been set for us, or not to lie?
I mean, I don't think there have been boundaries set for us not to lie. It's been our parents saying, don't lie, it's the wrong thing. But since we're, like, in movies and in music and in videos, there's, like, been so many times where people lie, and they've shown it to be a good thing and the easy way out, as I've been saying. But I never thought that, like, a boundary has been set, except in, like, elementary school, where they said lying was bad. But honestly, they do the exact same thing, and they've gotten out of it. Like, I actually remember in the first grade, my first grade teacher, we had a moral lesson on not to lie. And that day, she was on a diet, and then I said, would you like a cookie, Miss Schultes? And she said, oh, honey, I'm on a diet with Miss Boutwell. And I said, oh, really? And she said, yeah, I don't think I'm going to eat a cookie. But Miss Boutwell was in the room at the time. So right when Miss Boutwell left, she's like, oh, I'll just take a cookie. I just won't tell her. So I don't know if that's considered a lie, but, like, that day she taught us not to lie. And that day she lied to me and to my face and to the teacher that she was on a diet with.
Is this consequence thing part of religions?
I mean, religions have talked about it. I mean, it's more of a moral thing. Religions have played a part in it. I think, I think people emphasize on it being a bad thing because of religion. Not specifically, like, my family. I know, like, my mom's friend, she would always tell her child, if you lie, you go to hell. But, I mean, I don't know what religion she was, but I feel like it has some sort of a religious background to it in some way.
Do you have a religion that would have different consequences than mine?
No. I mean, I don't really know my religious... I mean, I know my religious background. My religious background on the topic of lying, though. Trouble? I mean, just get over it. Just say what you have to say. They'll probably get mad at the moment, but you can bring it up and be like, hey, at least I didn't lie to you. And they'll be like, well, we didn't expect lying. But, yeah.
Okay, now I'll explain about my part of lying. This is how I cross my boundaries in lying. When I told my aunt that I finished all my homework, and then she had given me consequences to stay in my room to do all the dishes a week, and not go excuse or not an excuse that I wasn't lying. It's to say that I have felt inside that I wasn't lying. But like, all this time I've been thinking that I wasn't lying, but like, apparently I was lying without me even knowing. So, didn't like, won't be able to sleep at night. I didn't want it to keep happening, but it just continued. When my aunt dealing with the situation, she like, kind of almost threw my stuff away. So like, I had like a lot of stuff of Hillary Duff that I really liked and other stuff in my room. But like when she got a trash can up in my room and I just got really scared. I was crying hysterically, but it was for my own good. And some of my consequences were the same thing like yours, getting my stuff away, and like, yeah, that's it. All right, thanks, Nikki.
No problem.
And have a nice day.
You too.